Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. It's the first day of classes today at Central Michigan University. Well, kind of. Many classes canceled as around 600 tenured faculty members officially went on strike and did not show up to teach. What's behind the work stoppage and how are students affected by this rare event? To talk about that, I'm joined by Eric Dresden. He's the editor-in-chief of Central Michigan Life, the university's student newspaper. Welcome to the program, Eric.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Now, first, the university has been seeking a court injunction calling the strike illegal. Is there any breaking news on that front?
Yeah, about an hour ago, actually, we got word that the injunction had been filed and faculty will return tomorrow morning. Actually, some are returning this evening, in fact. Basically, they're going to go back to court on Friday to decide, kind of decide whether the injunction will be used or not in the future.
I see. So essentially, the strike is over as of this evening.
As of this evening, correct. They're being ordered that they have to stop striking and have to show up to class. From what I'm hearing from the FA, that's going to happen.
What's the penalty if they continue with their strike at this point?
I'm not really sure. I think that would be potentially up to the judge in how the judge would see fit to go after them.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've heard, that's going to be probably a non-issue. The FA sounds like they're going to show up to work tomorrow morning.
So what was the atmosphere this morning on campus when the students went out and many times their classes were lacking an instructor?
You know, it was a lot of confusion, and I saw a lot of, I guess, a lot of anger from some students because, you know, CMU had told students to come here, you know, go to your classes as scheduled. And students are showing up to classes, and they're sitting there for 15 minutes, and then their faculty doesn't show up because their faculty's on strike. And, you know, a couple times, you know, adjunct faculty did a good job of saying, hey, you know, that member is in the faculty association. They won't be in class today. There was one class where I figured I had looked it up and saw that my professor was a faculty member, and I was in there for 5 minutes, and I basically told the class, I said, hey, I'm leaving you guys because this guy's a member of the faculty, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to show up today.
Are students then generally siding with the faculty on this issue, or do they feel that the strike is the wrong thing to do?
You know, I've seen a lot of support for the faculty right now, but I have seen some support for the administration, too. I can't really give it a percentage yet, but I have seen a lot of students throw out some support toward the faculty, and I think there's a student march that's being planned for 7 a.m. tomorrow for the faculty.
I'm talking to Eric Dresden. He's the editor-in-chief of Central Michigan Life, CMU's student newspaper. Now, Eric, when it comes to the CMU Faculty Association, which is the group that basically is the 600 or so members of the tenured faculty, the president, Laura Fry, has said that the administration there is taking a take-it-or-leave-it attitude when it comes to the negotiations, and that the group has filed an unfair labor practice charge against the university, citing their refusal to bargain in good faith. Do you have any further details on the contract issues that have led to the strike?
Well, basically, from what the from documents that we've obtained, the Faculty Association is asking for a $10 million over 3-year deal. And now there's some, I guess, arguments over what that means, as well as, I guess, some of the health care benefits that the faculty are asking for. And that led to the both sides walking away from the table on July 15th. Well, they didn't meet again until the Faculty Association had put the faith in their bargaining team to go forward with a potential strike. And that was on August the 15th.
I see. And so are you saying the delay was on the faculty's end?
Well, the faculty said that the delay was on the university. But the university's claiming that it was on the faculty. So it kind of turned into a little bit of a he said, she said.
The administration, from what I understood, is asking for major concessions in salary and benefits, while the Faculty Association claims that CMU had unrestricted funds available. What's the university's financial situation? Is that known in terms of if these reductions are really necessary?
Well, the university does have over $200 million in those unrestricted assets, but a lot of that money is tied up, I believe, in bonds and other financial investments like that. And a lot of it also is, earmarked for other things. But that being said, it is $200 million, and this university's operating budget is $439 million, I believe, at last look. So, I mean, when you have an operating budget and that big, and you have unrestricted assets that are that big as well, I think some people are raising their eyebrows and going, "Wait a minute! If you're lowballing people, then what are you doing with all that money?"
So, by now ending their strike as of this evening, are the faculty members then essentially admitting that the strike was an illegal action?
No, and I think they're holding strong to that. What they're saying is they're still holding strong to the fact that the university was not bargaining on good faith and on good terms. And I think that's when they meet on Friday in Isabel County Court, that'll be decided if the university was bargaining in that position. And I think that could open the doors again to a potential another work stoppage, depending.
Where does this leave the negotiation process, though? What happens at this point? Are they still working under the same essential contract that they have been all along?
Well, all last week, the negotiating teams met until Saturday. And then Sunday, the Faculty Association decided that they were going to strike. I haven't heard any word between the two groups as to whether they're going to meet again, although I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to meet in the next week, and even the next couple of days after this injunction by the Isabella County trial court judge.
So the faculty, from what you're saying, it sounds like they're basically working without a contract at this point, right? The contract expired.
Yeah, the contract expired on June 30th, and they've been working without one since then. In the past, it's odd because the university, every other time there's been something like this where the faculty is negotiating, they've always tried to they've extended the contract during negotiating periods. This year, they didn't decide to do that, and so the faculty just has kind of been working for the last month and a half with no contract and.
Okay. Is there a sense then that this administration is playing hardball with faculty members in a way that's never been done before?
Oh yeah. There definitely is that sense here. A lot of faculty are very, very, very frustrated with the administration right now, and in turn, I think a lot of students are feeling that frustration right now as well. This is something that a lot of faculty are saying, hey, this could have been dealt with before. All you guys need to do is extend the contract, go after that in good faith, and you guys decided to play hardball, like you said. And they're definitely feeling, I think, a little bit frustrated with this entire situation right now.
I know the university president, George Ross, held a press conference this morning, and I did contact university officials. They were not willing to come on the program for an interview. They, in turn, said, hey, we'll send you audio files of his press conference, which they actually never did send. From this meeting with the press today, what exactly did he say about the issues?
Basically, the way he's been saying it is the way the university has been saying from day one, that he called the strike illegal and said that basically what he was trying to do and what I've kind of seen from it is trying to play a little bit of public relations for the university's side because a lot of people are very, very frustrated right now. Whether it did anything, I don't know. I do know a lot of students, and I know for a fact that a lot of people weren't allowed actually into the library. Mm-hmm. It was more or less a media press conference and, nothing more.
Is there a sense that he's somehow spearheading this new approach when it comes to negotiating?
Oh, there's definitely that feeling. Before, he obviously wasn't president in all the other meetings, and now, he's a year and a half in. And now all of a sudden the university kind of does a 180 on their approach to on their approach to all negotiations. That's making a few people scratch their head and say, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. So as of tomorrow, then, classes are in session. Mm-hmm. All the professors are back. Essentially, it's business as usual.
That's what people are saying. Whether that'll hold true or not, I guess that's to be seen tomorrow morning. But from what both sides have said, it's going to be business as usual until Friday morning.
Excellent. We'll certainly keep track of this story. Eric Dresden, the editor-in-chief of Central Michigan Life, CMU student newspaper. Thank you for joining me, Eric.
Hey, thank you so much.